Why are businesses like HelloVet choosing Apple products and services?
So we started the business 2 years ago. We had a few people who were used to PCs, and this was their first foray into Macs. But it's been super smooth getting everyone onto those devices, and everyone seems really, really happy.
Find out how Mac can help you run and grow your business at apple.co/HelloVet.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Friday, November 21st. I'm Zoe Culkin for The Wall Street Journal. China's Moonshot AI is nearing a dollar funding round that could boost its valuation to around $4 billion. That's according to people familiar with the matter. The Beijing-based startup is in talks with global investors, including investment firm IDG Capital and existing shareholder Tencent for the fundraise, which could ultimately total several hundred million dollars. Moonshot aims to close the funding round by the end of the year and has told potential investors that it will aim for an initial public offering in the second half of next year. Moonshot and IDG didn't immediately respond to requests for comment. Tencent declined to comment. Paramount, Comcast, and Netflix have submitted bids for Warner Bros. Discovery, according to people familiar with the matter. The bids submitted are non-binding, and additional rounds are expected. But Warner Discovery has indicated it wants the process concluded by the end of the year. Paramount is the only bidder pursuing all of Warner Discovery, including studios, streaming, and its portfolio of cable networks, while Comcast and Netflix are only bidding for the studios, HBO, and HBO Max. Any acquisition would require government approval. And Ubisoft Entertainment shares climbed as trading resumed after a week-long suspension, as the video game maker posted higher sales for its fiscal second quarter due to stronger-than-expected partnerships and a robust back catalog. The French company behind Assassin's Creed and other popular video game franchises said net bookings for the 3 months to the end of September rose 39% on the year to $565.8 million, above company guidance. Shares were up in European morning trading. That's your TNB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.